Lama Tishrei Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Tuesday the 13th of October, Rabbi Dov Levine, Jewish eating. Not eating Jews.
Sorry. Rishon. Adam Rishon was the first man, and he was told what he could eat and what he can't eat, couldn't eat. Now, let's try and imagine, what did Adam Rishon, who was the only person there, what did he have on his Shabbos table? So in order to appreciate, to imagine what could have been on his Shabbos table, let's try and think of the most grandeur, the most majestic feast possible we find in Chazal. Besides for Achashverosh's feast, we find by Shleim HaMelech. The Gemara in Tanis says as follows. The Gemara in Tanis is talking about Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av that falls, the Gemara says as follows. Tisha B'Av shechol yis b'Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, v'chein, and so too, Erev Tisha B'Av shechol liyos b'Shabbos. So Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. What do you do? We know there's something called the Suda Mafsekes, the last meal before Tisha B'Av, is a meal where we sit down, we're mourning. Yet when it falls before Shabbos, when it falls on Shabbos just before Tisha B'Av, it says as follows. What do you do? Oichel v'shoyseh, you eat and you drink kol sorokot, all that you want. Umal al shulchanoi, not only do you can have what you want, you can even put on the table afilu kesudas shloima b'shaita, even like the suda of Shloima HaMelech in his peak, when he was in charge of the whole world. Now, what did that meal look like? So, in Melachim, Aleph, Perek Hey, it says as follows. Vayihi lechem shloim le'yemechad. We're talking about one feast of Shloima HaMelech. The amount of bread for the one day was shloishim kor soyes, 30 kor of fine flour, vishishim kor komach, and 60 kor of other flour. Asora bokor griyim, 10 cows, healthy fat cows, v'esrim bokor, and 20 cattle, re'i, that was ma'ar, the Mesuda says, roim b'mira, that was shepherding that was used in the fields. Umei atzoin, 100 sheep. Levad, besides for me'ayir utzvi ve'yachbor, these are different types of chayis tohoyres. Ubarburim mavusim, fattened meat. So we're talking about loads and loads of meat, plus some bread. What did Adam Rishon? What was he allowed to eat? So the pasuk says as follows. On the sixth day of creation, Vayoy Melekim, Hashem said, Hine, behold, Nosati Lachem, I have given to you Eskol Esev Zerea Zera, all grass that grows seeds, Ashal Pnei Kolaretz, which is on the ground, Veskol Eitz Asheboi, pre-eats in any fruit-bearing tree, the fruit of the tree, Zerea Zera, that gives of seeds, Lachem Yiel Ochlo, that is your food. That's your diet. Ulchal, not only that, you think it's, you know, that you think it's good. Ulchal chayis ha'aretz, you're going to be equal to the animals of the land. Ulchal leif hashamayim, the birds of the heaven. Ulchal remes ala aretz, ashabay nefesh chayah, and all the accordi things on the ground which have a living being. Es kol yerek esev la'ochla. They have all things that grow from the ground. So we find, Adam Rishon, no meat. What could he have? Only things like the animals, things that grew from the ground. Rashi over there says, Hishva lochem hakosuv behemus v'chayis lamachol. The pasuk equates the animals to man what he could eat. V'lo hirusha l'adam, Adam Rishon was not permitted, or the Ishtah and his wife, lehemus beria, to kill any animal for the meat, v'lechol basa, to eat the meat. Ach, however, kol yerek esev, anything vegetation from the ground, Yoichlu yachat kulam. When did this change? Ukshabo bnei noyach lohem here to Lehem Basa. When the Bnei Noach came along, Noach came out of the Teva, from then onwards it was permitted to eat meat. Shenema, the Pasuk says later on, Kol Remes Ashehi Choy, any crawling living being on the ground, used permitted to you, Kiyerek Esev, like the grass, Sheitarti L'Adam Rishon, which I permitted to Adam Rishon, Nosati L'Chem Sakol, now I have given you all meat. So we have two extremes. We have Adam Rishon, when he was first allowed to eat only things that grew from the ground. Noach came along and he had all meat. There's a third stage. The third stage is by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, the Yidden were limited from all the meat to what they could eat. The kosher animals, the behemoths tohores, but not the behemoths tomeis. And Rashi brings, in Shmini, Rashi says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he held each animal in his hand, and he showed it to the Yidden, and he said, Zois, this animal, the kosher animal, toichlu, you can eat. The Zois, he held a non-kosher animal, loy toichlu, you can't eat. So we find, in summary, there are three stages of what man could eat. Adam Rishon was able to eat only things that grew from the ground. Then afterwards, Noach, when he came out of the Teva, he was permitted all types of meat. And then Klal Yisrael, by Matan Torah, were limited to only behemos tohores, kosher animals, and not non-kosher animals. Now these three stages are key stages in the history of mankind. The first stage is, we understand, Adam HaRishon. He was the first man. The second stage was Noach. When he came out of the marble, all of mankind had been destroyed. Hashem had decided to only save Noach. And Rashi brings, there's an interesting Rashi over here, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, last week's parasha, that says as follows. We find when it gives a list of the 10 generations from Adam until Noach, that they gave birth when there were 100 or so. Yet when it comes to Noach, it's different. He only gives birth, he starts giving birth, having children when he's 500, says Rashi. Why? Omer Reb Yehuda, Ma tam kol hadoros hayilidu lekuf shana umasayim shana. Why do we find in the generations that they all, the 10 generations from Adam until Noach, they gave birth when they were 100, they were 200. V'zeh letofku, Noach, we had to wait till 500. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Im Rishoyim Heim, if his children are going to be Rishoyim, Yoivdu B'mayim, they're going to have to be destroyed like all other people in the water, in the marble. V'ra letzadik zeh, it's going to be bad for Noach, that he has to suffer. V'im Sadikim Heim, what happens if they're going to turn out to be tzaddikim? Atrich alav, last is Tevis Harbet. Again, a discussion itself. I'm going to have to bother myself to make not one teva, lots of tevas. Kovash es mayonoi, he held himself back. For lo yhoyled, and he didn't give birth. Atov kofshana, until it was 500. Kedei, in order shlo yefes agodil, his oldest son Yefes. Shebebonov, ro lo oinchin, he shouldn't be punishable if ne'am abel. Dechsev, we thought that the age of being a baronshin as punishment is 20. No. Before the marble, the age was only 100. Dichsiv ka'anar ben me'o shoni yom, when he's 100, he's going to die. Ro la'onshe la'osid, v'chein ifnei matan Torah, he was going to be punished before 100. So therefore, Noach didn't have children until he was 500. So Noach was a new start after the marble of mankind. From him, all of mankind came. And that's why they're called, the Goyim are called the Bnei Noach. They're not called Bnei Adam. Adam Rishon is finished. Till the marble is finished, now starts the Noach. Klal Yisrael is a new start as well. There's a Rashi. Rashi says, by each day of creation, it says, Yoim Echod, day one. Yoim Sheni, day two. Yoim Shlishi, day three. Yoim Revi'i, day four. Yoim Chamishi, day five. And suddenly, Yoim Hashishi, day number the six. What's the emphasis, the Heir Yediyah? Day six. What's special about day six? So Rashi gives two pshatim. What's relevant to us is the first pshat. Hoisiv hei b'shishi. He adds the letter hei in the word shishi. Bigma maise bereshis loima. At the end of creation. Loima to say. Shehisne an imohem. Hashem made the condition. If the Yidden accept the Torah, then creation can go on existing. If they don't, it can't. So it comes out, Matan Torah was in third stage. So we've said, there are three stages in history. There's Adam Arishon, he wasn't allowed meat. There was Noach, he was allowed all meat. And then there was Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael were limited in what type of meat they could have. Now let's ask a few questions, and then we'll try and answer it. Why was Adam Rishon not allowed to eat meat? Why was he only allowed to eat things that grew from the ground? Question two. Why was Noah the first one to be allowed to eat all meat? Question three. Why, Klal Yisrael, were they limited in what meat they could have? Question number four. We find that when Klal Yisrael nowadays, when we have meat, when's a special time to have meat? It's usually on a Shabbos, on a Yom Tov, a Seudas Mitzvah. That's the special times when you're meant to have meat. Why? Why can't you have meat any time? And, another question for this time is, why do we find there's more of an inyan to have meat on Yom Tov than on Shabbos? Now, let's first deal with the first question. Why was Adam Rishon not allowed to have meat? So there's a chizkuni. The chizkuni in Bereishis says as follows. Kishechota Adam nigza olav lechol eze. When Adam Arishon sinned, he was told he was only allowed to eat grass. And why? And it says, he quotes the pasuk. The reason being, nimshal kabhemis nidmu. Since he sinned, he's now fitting to go down a level. He's acted like animals. Who sit? If he sinned. And therefore he needs to eat like animals. Because if he would be permitted to have meat, if so, matsinu chayta nizka. We find that someone who sinned gets away with it. He's not losing anything out. Therefore, why didn't he have meat according to the chizkuni? Because he did not avera, he sinned. What is the problem? The problem was, what happened was, the people weren't allowed to eat meat. So what did they do? They ate like animals. Now, they looked at animals and they said, what's going on? This animal walk around, do what it wants. It wants something, it pounces on it. It eats over here, it steals from over here. I can do the same. And the result was that a person acted like animals, meaning there was no self-discipline. It reached it to such a stage, the climax was by the Dor HaMabul. This week's parasha, it says, Vatishoches ha'oretz milifnei ulekim. The world was destroyed in front of Hashem. Vatimole ha'oretz chomos. The world was full of chomos. Says Rashi, what's chomos? Loshoin gezel. And then Rashi says also, Vatishoches loshoin erba v'avodazah. We find at the end of Parshas Bereishis, with the Bnei Elohim, there was no discipline. People went ahead and did exactly what they want. What's Gezel? Gezel is, you say, why does he have it? I want it. I go ahead and I take it for myself. So a person saw the animals, he was on par with the animals, and therefore he acted like animals. That led to the Mabul. Then there was Noach. Noach needed a new start. But there was a problem with him. The problem was, people got the wrong message. That's why Noach had to realize he was different to animals. He was superior to animals. How? He was able to now be shalut to animals. He was able now to be permitted to have meat. By doing so, he realized that animals are lower than him. He needs to act in a different way. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, from now on, man can have meat. The problem was, what happened afterwards? The people took it to the other extreme. They thought, now we're in charge, we can do exactly what we want, and that led to the Dor HaFlogah. The Dor HaFlogah, they built a tower, they wanted to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They thought, we're in charge, we can do exactly what we want. So we have this problem. We have, on the one hand, we have to give the message that a person is superior, shouldn't act like animals, and therefore he is permitted to have meat. On the other hand, people got the wrong message. They thought, now we can do exactly what we want. Therefore, we came to a third stage. The third stage was Matan Torah. But before coming to that, let's try and think about what's the problems, the downsides of meat. A person being allowed to have meat. Now, if we think into how does a person get to have meat, we see from Halachas of Shabbos, he needs to do certain actions. He needs to be tzod. He needs to first hunt the animal. Now, how you hunt an animal is a profession in itself. You have to first make the traps. You have to first position it in a special place, know where the animals go. You need to lay there some food to trap it. And then afterwards, it's going to be caught in the net. You then need to take a knife or something else and to kill it. Now, in those days, they didn't have such good technology. They had perhaps a blunt knife, a sharp knife. And then, so they trap the animal, and then suddenly they have to go up to it and start stabbing it. Perhaps it would die straight away. Perhaps it wouldn't. Usually not. Chazal bring by the first person who died, the first murderer in history, was Cain with Hevel. It says, Demei Ochicha. Rashi brings, what's the plural of Demei, the blood of your brother? Called Demei Ochicha. Yeah. So what's the extra Demei? What's the Yud, the extra thing? So two pshat him. But one pshat is that since he was the first murderer, he didn't know how to kill a person. So he stabbed him here. He was bleeding. He wasn't dying. He stabbed him here. He was bleeding. He wasn't dying. He kept on doing it. So imagine when you trap the animal, the person has to now kill it. He's going to keep on stabbing it. And the problem with that is it creates within the person a midah of achzorius, a midah of cruelty. Whilst if you would have, like Adam HaRishon, just the vegetation on the ground, so what's the problem? I take a knife, I cut it. It doesn't fight back. It doesn't cause any problems. That was one problem with being allowed to how you get your meat. A second problem. Second problem is a ruchni sticker one, which the Mefarshim explain. They say as follows. We find by Klal Yisrael, why were Klal Yisrael permitted to only have behemoths tahoros and not behemoths tameos? So the Mefarshim explained, because a person is what he eats. And if the behemoths tameos have a certain animalistic characteristic which goes about hurting other animals, and if a person has that, it becomes part of him. This is the Lashon of the Klei Yocha. In Shmini, he says, Shekol ha'oichel mehem, whoever eats from these animals, mekabel tibon. He takes on their nature. Ki hadova hanechol, because what you eat, yoshuv leteva odom, now comes and changes and becomes part of the nature of the person. So the problem of having meat is so far two problems. Number one, it creates in a person a midah of cruelty. And number two, it also, when it comes part of him, it can lead him to have animalistic characteristics. A third thing about meat, you find a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Perek Hay, it talks about 10 things, lots of 10 things. And Mishnah Hay says as follows, Asara nisim nasu lavisenu bebeis hamikdosh. 10 miracles happened to our forefathers in the Beis HaMikdash. The first one, Lo hipila isha me'reach b'sar ha'kodesh. A woman did not miscarriage from the smell of the meat of the kodshim that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi brings, Mitavas boso ha'kodesh. There's a certain thing, when meat's cooking, that creates a desire in a person to eat. This is borne out in a story in the Mishnah, in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Beis, Amud Beis, says as follows: Hahu, Hahi, Ubra to Orcha. There was this woman who was pregnant, and it was Yom Kippur, and she smelt some. Well, the Gemara doesn't say what she smelled. And in Halacha also it just brings Shireach of Machol. But now we have the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, we can suggest perhaps she smelled meat. Asa l'kamei de Rebbe. They brought it in front of Rebbe. This woman is pregnant. She's fasting. It's Yom Kippur. She's chalashing for eat. Can she eat? Can't she eat? Is the baby in danger or not? Omar lehu, he said to them, Zilu, go ahead. I'll tell you what to do. L'chushula, whisper to her. Do you mean Kippurihu? It's Yom Kippur. L'chushula, they went ahead and whispered to her. For Ilchisha, Rashi says, Kibla es alchisha, she accepted what the message. Sheposa ka uba mitavosai. The baby was desiring the food, and it held back. It said, okay, I accept Yom Kippur. I'm not going to eat. I give up my desire. Kori olel, he called upon this child, Beterem etzarecha, Bebeten yidaticha. Before you've been born, I know you. Who is this baby? Nofak mino Rabbi Yochanan. It came out to be Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the baby. He was told, smelt the meat, Yom Kippur, don't have it. Came out to be Rabbi Yochanan. There was another story. Hahu ubra to Orche again. Another woman, pregnant. Pregnant on Yom Kippur. Osu lekame to Reb Chanina. And this time it was a different rabbi. They came to ask. She's pregnant. She's desperate. Can she eat on Yom Kippur? Omar lehu, he said to them again. L'chushu lo, go and whisper to her. It's Yom Kippur. Try and hold yourself back. V'lo ilchusha, she said, I can't. Kori oleo, they called upon her. Zuru rishoim, zoiru rishoim meirochem. Rashi says, Nasu zor misnak levim shoshamayim. It's already recognizable, rishoim, already, from the womb, that they're different. Nofik minei, who came out. Shapsoi otzaperi. Shapsoi, who was the one who gathered the fruit. And Rashi brings, the reason why he gathered the fruit was he wanted to make the fruit, the market price change, to fluctuate. So we see from over here, another negative thing, what can come about through it. So we have this balance. On the one hand, a person needs to get the message that he is superior to animals, not to act like them, and therefore he's permitted to have meat. On the other hand, he has to realize there's negativity coming when he eats the meat. So that's why it came to, like you said, Matan Torah. Matan Torah achieved this balance. What did it do? It said, you can have meat, but not the meat that's going to be negative, create a negative spiritual negativity in a person. Besides for that, that addressed one problem. The problem of, like we said, if a person eats it, the animalistic characteristics carry over to the person. But the first problem we said, when you hunt an animal, it creates in you a cruelty. How does the Torah address that? The answer is, the Torah says, there's a mitzvah of shechita. How does that address that? So, the Mitzudas explains, Tam l'shechita, the reason for shechita, or b'dika sasakin, and the reason why you need to check the knife before you shech to make sure it's sharp. U'mokoy mashechita, and exactly the positioning, where you cut it, v'hei dvorim ha'mafsidim sashechita, and five things which invalidate shechita, Kulam, all the reasons for the shechita is Mishum Tsar Balechayim. It's because you shouldn't pain the animal. You should give it a sharp, quick death. Dekai Malon, we paskin, Tsar Balechayim Minatoyr. Tsar Balechayim, to cause pain to an animal, is Minatoyr. Shadova Baru, it's clear to me, Shem Shochat Es Simonim Yad, if you follow through the shechita, you shech straight away the simonim of the animal, Thomas Habehema, it'll die straight away. However, Obisakim Pogum, if you have a knife that's blunt, mitzaeres. Instead, the animal won't die straight away and it'll be in pain. So too, if you start killing in a different place. The Torah is specifically coming to address this problem of how not to bring in a person amid of cruelty by doing shechita, which is in a most merciful way. Now, there's a difference between, if we look at different types of food, there's a difference between bread and basar, and meat. Bread is essential for a person to live. Bread, like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, pas melech toichal, b'mayim shuritish, that the basic thing is bread and water. Meat is already a luxury. It's something additional. The reason why Chazal said, if you're going to have meat, especially have it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, or by Sudas Mitzvah, is because we want to direct and channel this extra thing of having meat for a special time to mix together with a ruchnius occasion. And by doing that, it creates something positive. We said a person doesn't get affected negatively by having meat that's tar, which the Torah permits. But who says he gets affected positively? The way to try and make the meat, when you eat meat, in a positive experience, in a spiritual, a ruchniistic experience, is by having it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. With regards to why you have it on Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Bos of Yayin, more than on Shabbos, is perhaps like the Gemara in Beitzah. The Gemara in Beitzah says, the difference in the Lashon of how we talk about Shabbos and Yom Tov. By Shabbos we say, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Hashem is the one who has given us a present of Shabbos. The Kedusha comes from Hashem. By Yom Tov we say, Mekadesh Yisrael Bazmana. The Kedusha of Yom Tov comes through Yisrael. Why? Because the Beis Din decide exactly what day will Rosh Chodesh be, and that will affect what day in the month will Yom Tov turn out to be. So since we were trying to say is that we are permitted to have basar, but how we deal with it, when we have our meat, do we direct it in a positive way? Or do we just have it? That Chazal say, have it on Yom Tov. Because Yom Tov is when Klal Yisrael have their input. It's when you can take it and use it for the right purpose. Which is finished off with the Mesilas Yeshorim. Mesilas Yeshorim at the very end, when he's talking about Kedusha, in Perek Chavov, he says, V'hine, ho'ish ha'miskadish b'kedushas boire, a person who sanctifies himself with the Kedusha of trying to make himself holy to Hashem, afilu ma'isav ha'gashmiyim, even his mundane physical actions, choizrim liyos inyoni kedusha mamish, they turn out to be inyoni kedusha. V'simno, what is the sign that this happens? Achilas kotshin, you're taking meat, and what are you doing with it? You're now eating it because Hashem told you to do it. It's kotshim. By doing, you're taking something physical, and thereby, you're making it ruchni. Shehi mi'atzva mitzvah saseh. It's a positive mitzvah. Chazal say, kayhanim oichlim ubaylim ischafim. So let's quickly summarize and finish off with that. There were three stages throughout history. There was the stage of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon said he wasn't permitted to have any meat. There was a stage of Noyach, where he was permitted to have all meat. And there was a stage of by Matan Torah, where Klal Yisrael were limited to what they could have and what they couldn't have. Okay, we should have a good chodesh, and we should take this and enjoy our meat.
It's the only one I've got.